Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and I'm sitting here for the very first time on the show. Alex, how's it going?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. We're sitting here in your living room where about 4 weeks ago we came up with the idea for the Geek Fest trivia night.
Yes.
So we should try and pimp that event right now.
Okay, let's pimp the event. It's going to be fun. It's going to be geeky trivia where like minds can get together and have fun. That's about all I can say, right?
good eats and cosplay contest.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I just showed off my Superwoman dress.
And I schooled you that that's Superman's cousin.
Yes, I did not know that. I'm obviously not that geeky. This one here is going to fail.
No, you have your moments. So it's going to be a great event. And it was cool that you guys had to talk me into it, actually.
Oh, Trivia Night is so much fun. It is awesome. There's just, it's a good laugh. You know, even whether you win or whether you lose, at least you got a good team together where you can come up with some interesting answers. And just, you know, have a good night, have some food with friends, and just hang out.
Get your picture taken with Darth Vader.
Oh, yes. I'm quite excited about that. I was going to dress up as Princess Leia just to get close to him.
Which Princess Leia costume?
I don't know.
White costume with the buns or the gold bikini?
Well, my hair's short now, so no buns, but gold bikini. But then, yeah, no. I would just probably be mistaken for Jabba.
No. Well, yeah, it's going to be a good time. April 27th, you should be there.
Yes.
Or be square.
Tickets, $25. That includes a donation for Jace Wars. It gives you a picture with Darth Vader. You get food. You get fun. We're going to have prizes for best cosplay, so dress up, and it'd be good night, or good day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward, and I appreciate you coming up with the idea. It's a good way for us to get our name out there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Us Brits, we love trivia.
Definitely, and we went to trivia with you guys last night, and it was pretty fun.
Yes, you guys won. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And we had a good time there, too. I actually thought that there was going to be a Spider-Man question, but it turns out
kind
it was
of
actually about spiders. Although there was a Star Trek question.
There was a Star Trek question. The TV themes in between the questions were kind of cool.
Yes.
I was laughing at those.
Yeah, yes. I knew the answer for a 90210 question, and I knew...
Sadly, so did I.
Oh, boo. Yeah, that is sad.
Well, I had a roommate in the 90s, and we didn't have cable, and we got three channels, and that was one of the shows that played.
So you watched Melrose Place afterwards?
Didn't watch Melrose Place. Watched 90210, and then late at night, they reran The Fall Guy. I don't know if you remember that show.
I don't know. Lee Probably Majors. Would know it if you watch it, but I wouldn't know it just if it obviously wasn't that popular.
Oh. Yay, it's 9 o'clock?
No, quarter two.
Quarter two.
That's the Atri Hobbit Hole.
Yes.
Comes with clocks and food.
And food.
And hobbits.
And hobbits. it was cool. I had a great time, actually, and there was plenty of geek questions last night. Not as many as we'll have.
Of course not. No, not as many as we'll have. What kind of categories are we having?
We figured all kinds of pop culture stuff. TV, movies, comics,
computers.
Gaming, computers.
That'd be awesome. Be awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm excited. And I can't wait to see what costumes people wear. I'm not going to say what I'm wearing yet. It's a surprise.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you got to remember the Fall Guy.
No.
It was the Lee Majors, the guy who played the $6 million man, and he was a stuntman, and he went on all kinds of crazy adventures in his truck.
I don't remember that at all. No.
Well, you're a little bit younger than me. It was in the mid-80s, so maybe...
Just a little bit. I was just a little younger.
Do you remember Mr. Belvedere?
Because I was watching that
on the three channels I got as well.
Yes, okay. I love that show. That was a great show. Whatever happened to... Somebody had a rumor that Marilyn Manson was in Mr. Belvedere, and that wasn't true.
It wasn't Kevin. Kevin wasn't Marilyn Manson.
No, it wasn't him.
Yeah, Mr. Belvedere passed away, sadly. So
I know. I used to have an old dude that used to live up the street from me when I was little, and he looked just like him, and he called himself Mr. Belvedere.
Did he really?
And he always gave us... dollars. At the time, it was dollars. We didn't have loonies.
Oh, okay.
And then he used to give my friends candy. I preferred the money. But everybody else liked the candy. No, he was not weird or perverted. I'm getting weird looks from K-Stew over there.
That's okay. And you say you're not geeky, but I know you've been watching Doctor Who lately.
Yes. Doctor Nine so far. Sorry. I like David Tennant, but no... He's not quite... He doesn't do it quite for me.
You'll probably be saying the same thing once you get to the Matt Smith years as well.
Why? Is he not that great either?
He's good, but he's, like, geekier than the other doctors, if that's a good way of putting it.
He's cute, though. I like him. We'll see. But cute in, like, a... cute as in a cute Doctor Who sort of way.
Yes. You've been asking to be on the show for a while now, and we've been trying to come up with ideas, maybe have you in on a movie show or a...
It's been a year. Yeah. I've been asking for a year.
So we figured, since we were going to be talking to you anyhow, we would come up with one of our geek surveys. We haven't done that in a while, so figured we'd break you in with a geek survey.
Okay, sounds good. Go for it. Don't judge me.
I won't judge you. Can't wait to hear your answers, though. So, first question on the list is, what is your favorite movie?
Okay. My favorite movie, it's a toss-up. Currently, right now, I have to say that the Harry Potter series is just phenomenal. It, hands down, it beats everything from graphics to storyline to just even how they follow through the same characters. It was close to the book. It was really, really good. And then a second close is... Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but the old school Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not Johnny Depp.
Haven't seen the Johnny Depp one.
Rubbish.
I watched the original one after I got together with Kath. I'd never seen it before that.
Really? Oh, it's
pretty
fantastic.
Good. Pretty good.
Yes.
I still don't get why all the grandfathers had to sleep in the same bed.
You gotta read the book. The book is better.
All right.
Yeah, but yeah.
K-Stew's nodding her head over there.
Yeah. We're reading the book to my daughters right now.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I think, I may be wrong here, but I think the guy that wrote the book had something to do with one of the James Bond movies, too. I think he might have written the screenplay for one of the Sean Connerys.
Did he?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I have a lot of Roald Dahl. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but I have a lot of his books. They're really, really creative. I didn't know that. I'll have to Wikipedia that later.
I'll have to dig into that later as well, because I don't remember. I just remember seeing his name come up once.
Maybe that's a good question for people that listen. Maybe that could possibly be on a trivia question?
Well, don't give away all the answers.
Oh, okay. Maybe not then.
All right. So the one that I enjoy hearing more than the favorite movie is... What's your least favorite movie? What's the movie that stole 2 hours of your life, you wasted your money on, that you wish you walked out of the theater?
Titanic.
That's a good answer, because that movie stole at least 3 hours of my life.
Yes. No, it was rubbish.
I remember my favorite part of the Titanic, besides leaving, was the trailer for Armageddon before it started.
Well, you know, I was working. No, I wasn't working at the time at the cinema. But it was great. But there's some thing flying around Pinterest or Facebook or whatever it is. And it's how Rose and Leo or whatever his name is at the end, how they could have... Jack, thank you. I don't know. I didn't like the movie. That. Why am I supposed to remember the characters? Oh, well. Anyways, how they could have actually stayed on the same raft together in different positions.
There was plenty of room on that.
There was.
Piece of wood.
There was. I think Rose was just, you know.
She's greedy.
Greedy or conniving or murderous.
She had that one naked scene, though, so I'll give her that.
But yeah, no. So Titanic, hands down, rubbish movie.
Good answer. What's your favorite TV show of all time? Is it The In-Betweeners?
I said I was going to throw something horrible at you if you asked me that question.
Oh, that's a funny show that your husband Darren got me into recently.
No. It's horrible, horrible. Oh, there are so many great shows out there. I don't know. I would... Currently, right now, my favorite show is Doctor Who. I don't know. I think I'll just stick with Doctor Who because there's just so many good ones out there. But...
All right.
Yeah. Mrs. Brown's Boys is pretty funny. Ah, no. My favorite one. Only Fools and Horses. But that is a British comedy. Brilliant.
Okay. Now, I know you're not quite as geeky as Kath and I, but do you have a favorite superhero?
Oh, my husband's playing a horrible song in the background. That's awful. Turn that off. Oh, he's singing.
I don't have a license for that.
You gotta turn it off. Thank God for that. Favorite superhero. Can it be a princess?
Sure.
Favorite princess would have to be Sleeping Beauty. Princess Aurora.
Cool. Well, my follow-up question was going to be, if you could have a superpower, what would you like to have?
Ooh. Energy. Energy to do anything. Stay up all night. I don't know.
Karen's asking for the cleaning superpowers.
Oh, okay, yes, cleaning superpowers.
But I thought he was motioning Hulk smash.
That's a whole nother Alex story we won't get into. But
oh, boo.
All right. So who was your first celebrity crush?
Axl Rose.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Were you not expecting that? You look slightly shocked.
I was not expecting the Axl Rose.
I was in grade two. I was obsessed with Guns N' Roses.
In grade two?
Yes. So much so that my dad, he had to take me to the flea market. And at the flea market, there used to be this this vendor that used to sell pictures from concerts, like actual, you know, camera pictures.
I think I remember that guy.
Yes, it was in St. Catharines. And he used to sell pictures of all these celebrities. And I was obsessed over Axl Rose. And my dad had to buy like 10 pictures and it cost him like $30. Whoa. And he was cursing me out the whole entire time because I was just nonstop bugging him. He's like, you should not have these pictures of this guy in tight pants in grade two.
You know, Kath almost put gum in Slash's hair, right?
Yes, she has told me the story about that, and that was, like, the biggest, coolest thing ever. It was very impressive. That would have actually been a better story if she would have put it in.
What was your favorite Guns N' Roses song, then, when you were in grade two?
Well, probably Mrs. Brownstone.
All right, okay.
Mrs. Brownstone. Why did I say Mrs. Brownstone?
Mr. Brownstone.
Mr. Brownstone. I'm thinking of Mrs. Brown's voice.
Oh. All right. So what is the geekiest item that you own?
My husband.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
Probably my iPhone. It's even worse.
I know you might have multiple answers for this one, but what is your favorite cartoon?
I know you've mentioned a bunch. These are so hard. Okay, hold on. You're going to have to pause this for a second. My favorite cartoon?
It's Jim and the Holograms, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it He-Man?
She-Ra.
Cool.
I'm stuck. I like so many cartoons. It doesn't help that my kids are nostalgic like I am. So.
Cool. All right. So who is your... I lost my train of thought. Who is your favorite fictional character?
My favorite fictional character? Oh, God. I'm going silent on radio. my favorite fictional character. It's probably, I would say, The Night Prince. It's a book. It's from a book. He's like the real Dracula, but modern day.
Oh, okay. Cool, as opposed to the fake Dracula.
Well, this is the problem. In the story, he hates... It's the same sort of guy, but he hates the fictional character that Bram made of him.
That's a cool idea, actually.
Yes.
All right. A couple more here. What do you prefer, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Honestly, Star Trek.
Star Trek?
Yes. Sorry.
That's all right. You have a favorite Star Trek series?
The Next Generation. Hands down. My husband currently right now is watching Voyager, and it's crap.
I never watched Voyager.
It's not as crap as the original Star Trek, though. Sorry.
No, that's...
Sorry, but I just could not watch it. It is awful.
It was bad. The special effects were terrible. I think I saw the laser come out of Captain Kirk's sleeve once instead of the gun he was holding.
It's awful. It's awful. But yeah, The Next Generation, hands down, fabulous.
Cool. Do you have a favorite character on that show?
Picard. Hello.
Well, he made it so.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I have one last question here. If you could be a background character in any cartoon or TV show, what show would you like to be on? And you couldn't have any interaction with any of the main cast.
That knocks True Blood out. background character.
We'd just be hanging out in, what was the name of the restaurant? Merlot's?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to do that. No. A background character. Let's go with 90210.
Oh, you'd be at the Peach Pit? And yeah. The Peach Pit after dark?
Yeah. Only because the food looked good.
He'd place orders with, was his name Nat?
Yeah, that's sad that you remember more than I do.
I watched that show when I was younger. Not proud of it.
Well done.
All right. So it wasn't too bad.
Okay. I was stumped on a few.
That's all right.
There's too many to list. It's hard to narrow down one thing. But I'm surprised you never asked me what my favorite book was.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book, The Night Prince by Janine Frost. Very good. I'm waiting for number 3 to come out.
I'm just glad it wasn't Twilight.
No. Although I do love paranormal romance, but Twilight is not my favorite.
Cool. We should note that you've recently read your first comics, too.
Yes. I will say I like books with pictures.
Awesome.
Yes, and the Fables comic is awesome. But now I'm looking for something darker.
Cool. We'll have to get you down to a comic book store.
Yes, please, because I've never been in one, and I can't wait to get down. So we'll see who I choose to go to.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show, and we look forward to the trivia night in April.
Yes, it'll be good food, good time, lots of fun, good questions. And I personally can't wait to see my first cosplay. So people have to dress up. Make an effort. It'll be fun.
Yes, you heard it. Peer pressure. Wear a costume.
Peer pressure. And trust me, I will be there, and I will be like, where's your costume? So.
She will. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Alex.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.